Hi there. I'm glad you're able to squeeze Outside the Box into your weekly schedule. Today's topic is 30, not 40 hours? With unemployment still hovering near 10% in the U.S. and much higher in some cities and rural areas, maybe it's time to reevaluate where our economy is going. If it's a temporary blip, maybe we don't need to question our economic direction. But more and more predictors are saying a weak economy and a 10% unemployment figure is something we may have to live with for a long time to come. What can we do about that? There's one proposed way to cut that unemployment rate down to practically zero. All we need to do is to redefine full-time employment to 30 hours per week, not 40. Economist Gar Alperovitz goes one step further, talking about full-time being only 25 hours per week. In a chapter of his book, America Beyond Capitalism, Alperovitz describes how the concept of full-time has changed a lot over the last two centuries. It was 70 or more hours per week through most of the 1800s, was cut to an average of 60 hours a week in 1900, down to 50 hours by 1920, and lowered to 40 hours per week by 1950. But that trend is reversing, with more than 3 of 4 U.S. workers spending more than 40 hours a week on the job. In many cases, they're not getting more per hour for their time. Some on salary are working more without any extra reward, unless keeping their job is a reward. In Europe, on the other hand, many workers spend 35 or 36 hours per week on the job. They get several more vacation weeks per year also. As of 2007, the trend was for more jobs under 40 hours per week, rather than the opposite trend we're experiencing here in the U.S. Is this strictly pie in the sky, or could we have more jobs working less hours per week? At least workers support it. One survey found over 60% of U.S. workers would work less if they could afford to do so. Many of those households with two wage earners or who were making well above the national median income would likely be strong supporters. One big glitch, of course, would be how those working 40 or more hours at low pay now would get by if they got their hours cut to 30 or 35. Better paid people could work shorter hours and get by, but those with lower pay could not. The gap between rich and poor might shrink a bit, but at the expense of poor people working more hours. Alperovitz offers several carrots as well as sticks to sweeten this idea. One is tax credits for those who work fewer hours, in addition to an overall lower income tax. He also pointed out the French government's tax breaks to companies, which lowered their definition of full-time work from 40 to 36 hours. These companies often need to hire more staff to get all the work done, meaning extra benefit and space costs, for example. But they might also benefit from less turnover and more productive, less overworked employees. There are side benefits from a shorter work week. Workers might actually have more time to enjoy their lives instead of having work dominate most of their waking moments. Parents might be able to raise their children more by themselves instead of sending them to childcare facilities or just giving them attention in spare moments. We might even redefine our values to include less stuff and more time for family and leisure. Would you rather work shorter hours in exchange for a smaller paycheck if that were available? If so, how would that change your life and that of others in your household? I'm Larry Danziger. Hope you'll take a little time off to consider this idea, if you have enough free time to think about it.